Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No balls, two strikes. Volpe waits. Chapman sets. He throws. Swing and a miss, ball game over, and the Red Sox win the series in New York. A splitter blows Volpe away. The Red Sox offense erupts. 11 runs on 12 hits. They didn't want to use Chapman, but they're glad they've got him. And the Red Sox, after a disastrous start to this weekend, win the next two, and they take two of three from the first-place Yankees. Yes.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for the best rivalry in sports, Keefe?
Yes, I am. What is that?
I think it used to be Red Sox-Yankees. I don't know if it still is.
The best rivalry in sports.
Yeah, it's Duke, North Carolina.
Kraft, Bill Belichick.
Ohio State, Michigan.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, Bill versus the Boosters at UNC. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's
Russell
up there,
Westbrook
though.
In a jump shot.
It's up there.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there. I think there's still a little bit of pizzazz to it. Now, when the guys kind of taking over center stage of the rivalry are Hunter Dobbins and Jazz Chisholm, that's not the best, but listen, it's something.
It's not A-Rod and Veritek, but
it is
something.
It's not, but it is something. And let's face it, the Yankees are taking care of their business, meaning the rivalry is always better when the teams are good, mm-hmm. right? If one team stinks or if both teams stink, it's like, what's the point? But right now, the Yankees are performing very well. The Red Sox are not, but maybe they're turning things around a little bit. Maybe they are, and maybe that series against the Yankees help that. I'm not ready to write them off, but I'm not ready to say, like, oh, they're back, look out.
No, and the rivalry's not back either. It's never going to be 0-3, 0-4.
But is there a better rivalry currently in baseball?
Definitely not. I mean, people
Probably
might
not.
People might say Cardinals and Cubs. Cardinals and Cubs stinks.
Out of my face.
Stinky rivalry.
No. What was it? There's one that...
Dodgers-Giants?
No. Isn't it Dodgers-Padres? There's, like, bad blood. There's a couple series, I guess, there's, like, some bad blood recently with guys getting after each other.
Depends on who you ask for Dodgers-Padres.
Yeah, true.
The Padres is a rivalry.
The Dodgers are like, who? Yeah, no, that's fair.
The Dodgers' rival is, the Giants.
Yeah.
And the Padres' rival is probably the Dodgers, but they don't care about it.
No, they don't. They don't care. It's rivalry week in Major League Baseball. You're like, no, these teams don't care.
But here's the thing. It's not going to be 0-3, 0-4 ever again. I feel like I have to say this every time the Red Sox and Yankees play each other.
Yeah, we kind of touched the sun with that.
So that's done. And if you want that, you're never getting that. But call me crazy. I feel like there's more to the rivalry this week than there even was a week ago when they played. Like, I feel like already there's a little bit of buzz to this that there wasn't a week ago.
We can thank Lance Dobbins.
Some of it's Lance and Hunter Dobbins.
No, but in all seriousness, I think
a lot of it is that Anthony and Meyer have created a little buzz here in Boston.
They have.
I think there's a little bit to that, and the team feels like they're turning it around just a touch. And so I think there's some buzz to the rivalry right now. It's not what it was 20 years ago. It never will be again. It might not be what it was 10 years ago. But for present-day Red Sox-Yankees, I feel like there's a little bit of a buzz right now. But correct me if I'm wrong.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. What is that? Oh, that's the buzz for Sox-Yankees. So last week when they were playing, compared to the series prior to that and then this most recent Rays series, just as a fan, I was more interested. I was a little bit more like, oh, Sox-Yankees tonight. And, like, let's see what's going on with that compared to the other games. And that's got nothing to do with how desperate the Red Sox really should be playing right now. We're 60-plus, 70 games. What is it, 70 games into the season, and they're under 500.
Yep, 70 games.
An even 70 games, and they're under 500. So there's, like, a little bit of desperation. Like, every night, like, you need this team to win. Like, they need to start piling up series wins, which they've done over the last couple. They need to keep that going. And, you know, taking two out of three from the Yankees, you only gain one game in the standings on them. You're 9.5 behind the Yankees. Like, they got a very comfortable lead. But, no, I do think there's just generally more interest in these games than any other series.
So, I agree. 617-779-7937. I think compared to a week ago, there's more juice, more buzz to this series right now. You can jump in. Again, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. There's always a healthy chat going on there. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I do feel like some of it is Hunter Dobbins, Lance Dobbins, Jazz Chisholm. I never play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
The New York media clapping back, doing research, which I do love the idea. Even Brad Foe yesterday was like, oh, well, why was the New York media so up in arms about it? I'm like, I can't believe no one checked the guy's baseball reference page.
Yeah, you'd think you'd take a peek at it. But he did. And if a random pitcher, like the fifth, sixth starter for the Yankees, said in the dugout one day, I would never play for the Red Sox, would you care? I don't think I really would.
I don't know if I'd care, but I'd imagine that someone somewhere at some point would look it up to fact check.
No, two different things. Yeah. So if the guy's just like, I would never play for them.
I'm not a journalist. I'm not a Big J journalist. Not my job.
No.
But I can't believe Hunter Dobbins or any media member here in Boston at some point in time never bothered to just look at the man's baseball reference page.
But they did because his bio has nothing to do with the Yankees. Like, it says Hunter Dobbins' dad, Lance, played in the Diamondbacks organization for 2 years or whatever. No, I'm saying there's two different things here. There's the player, because the real headline that came out last weekend was Hunter Dobbins would never play for the Yankees. If the Yankees were the only team to offer him a contract, he would say no. And that was sort of an isolated thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find out why that is, well, that gets debunked pretty quickly. But the headline, and I think what a lot of Yankee fans sort of like jumped onto, is like, this guy thinks he's better than us. Like, this guy wouldn't play for the Yankees. And they didn't even really either know or care about like the add-on to it about his dad.
Yeah, well, that's true. But that whole thing was so stupid right from the start. It's like,
100%.
If his only option to play in the big leagues was with the Yankees, of course he would.
He's wearing pinstripes, shaving his beard.
He wouldn't have retired. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in his career he does wind up playing for the Yankees.
Decent chance.
Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Right.
He has to kick around and play in their organization. It's his only chance. And that's what he would do, of course, is what he'd do. I wouldn't blame him for it.
Right.
But it just makes the original comment so stupid. And I do love just the idea of Red Sox fans a week ago being like, yeah, stick it to him. And then a week later, when it's all not true, they're like, well, who even cares?
Yeah.
Like, why do you even care? I can't believe you guys are even spending your breath talking about that. So, like, that hypocrisy I do enjoy.
Well, that happens.
But I the reason that I think there's a little bit of juice and buzz to the rivalry here is because of Roman Anthony's promotion, Marcelo Meyer's two-home run game the other day.
Will they even play?
Okay, well, will they play is something we've talked about.
Yeah.
Something that came out, and feel free to talk about it more, because I don't know. And Cora's real snippy about it. And I wouldn't expect them to play a ton or start a ton in this series, which I think they'll be wrong about. If they go and start these guys in these games, regardless of how they play, I'll give them credit. I'll say, good, that's what I wanted. And if they make a bunch of errors and they strike out five times in a game, I'll be like, boy, was I wrong about that. So we'll say it when we come in on Monday. I don't anticipate them starting a lot of games. What wasn't on my radar was Brad Foe yesterday coming on.
Oh, I almost fell out of my chair.
And very, very clearly, Brad Foe wanted to say this because he volunteered it on his own. And I was about to ask him. I was about to ask what the roster is going to look like once guys start getting healthy.
Yeah, you didn't even get a chance to ask
him. No, because Brad Foe's like, by the way, don't fall too in love with Roman Anthony because he might not be here for long. This was Rob Bradford yesterday with Jones and Keefe every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You can go listen to the full interview on the Odyssey app. This shocked us both.
The bigger question, guys, that nobody's talking about is all this Roman Anthony hype, you know, with the family and the sister and everything else and the player. Well, it can all come to a screeching halt here in a couple of days.
Okay, this dovetails into what I was just about to ask. You're saying when Abreu comes back, they could send him down? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah.
Okay. When Bregman and Abreu are back, how does it all fit together? But you, why would they send him down when Abreu comes back? Why would they do that?
Well, because they've landed at that same spot where they were before. This same spot where I said, hey, Red Sox, I'll give you the solution. Move Sidon Rafaela to the infield. Send Christian Campbell to the minor leagues, and you have Roman Anthony. That's my solution. But they dug in on not doing that. And when William Abreu comes back, they'll probably have the same exact situation. There's no easy answer to this. And I know that people will be twice as up in arms, probably, especially if he does anything, by the way, in the next few games. But to answer your question, Adam, like, this is – nothing's changed. Like, unless they make a trade, unless someone else gets hurt, whatever it is, nothing's changed.
Well, something's changed. We've all gotten to see
him. Now, we've seen him.
Met the family. No. We watched him hit 111 off the bat, off the pitcher. Yeah, watched his first RBIs. We watched him make a play in the outfield. Now, look, there's some bad with it, too.
Right.
He needs extra drills in the outfield. He, side-saddled a play in the outfield. Like, I get all of it. But, no, something has changed. We've all seen it. And we all like what we've seen. And Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are now contributing to wins in the last couple of games. So I disagree with that. I'm not saying Rob's wrong. Maybe Anthony does get sent down. But I would just disagree with the Red Sox by being like, well, nothing changed. Abreu is just back. And so...
Yeah, I would lose my mind. We riot if they send Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer down, or either one of them.
You've seen the response to that clip on social media. Yeah, I don't think we're alone. I think people hate our guy Hogg.
Hogcast fired up.
All fired up.
As you should be, because I think a lot of people thought, and... You know, maybe we shouldn't have thought this. So I guess it was an assumption more than anything else, is once those guys get called up, they're here for good. So Christian Campbell starts the year with the club. You're like, all right, he's going to be on the club. Now, I guess that's maybe up in the air now, the way he's performed. But whenever they...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They decide to bring up Meyer or Anthony, and whether that's due to injury from somebody, performance from somebody, or whatever, once they're up for good. It's the top prospect in all of baseball. Marcelo Meyer is like a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. Once they're here for good. And now you're saying, well, wait till Willie or Abreu comes back. You're going to send Roman Anthony now? What if he's hitting the cover off it? Now, I know he isn't, and that's only been a couple of games.
He's definitely not yet.
Yeah, but like to Bradford's point about like, oh, well, nothing's changed. So if you want to say, let's say Abreu and Bregman were the guys blocking these two stud prospects. Let's just say that hypothetically. And let's say Marcelo Meyer hits two home runs in a game, because that's exactly what he just did. And let's say Bregman's timetable is a little bit sped up, and Bregman's available this weekend. You're sending Meyer back down to the minors after you just hit two home runs and basically won you the game? You can't do that.
Nope.
You got to find another spot for him, because you've already played everybody out of position. All season long, everybody with the exception of like Trevor Story has played different positions. So you got to find room for Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Now, I'm not saying you trade somebody on June 13th, but if it's sending those guys back down to Worcester or trying to maximize the value for your club and like finding a trade partner for Willie Abreu, for example, then I think that's what you have to do. I'm not sending those guys back down.
Me neither.
Maybe Campbell, because Campbell's been up for 2.5 months, and he's now going through it, and he's struggling a little bit. He had a great first month. He hasn't been as good since, and that might also help you with the logjam, meaning either Story can play second or Meyer can play second. That's, you know, when Bregman comes back. But, yeah, the idea of bringing Anthony up for a week and then back down is awful.
Makes no sense. So I'm with you on Campbell. I'm very touch and go with Christian Campbell, and I believe in him as a prospect.
Yeah.
This is not a big picture take on him, but it's just, all right, if he continues to struggle and scuffle at the big league level and you are in a roster pinch, then send him down, get him some confidence, and call him back up in a month. Like, I don't think that's the end of the world. But right now, I want to see it through with Christian Campbell. Sitting here today on June 13th, Friday the 13th.
Oh, spooky. The only Friday the 13th of 2025, for whatever that's worth.
We will be going with a Friday the 13th themed
spooky
Top 5 Friday coming
your
way.
I'm excited.
Okay. I kind of forgot about that.
All right, well, remember.
But we're doing that about a half an hour from now.
Good.
At 10:45. So, sitting here today, I want to see it through with Christian Campbell. Now, if he has a terrible series against the Yankees or a terrible next week and Abreu's knocking on the door to come back and something's going to give, he's the guy I would send down. Roman Anthony is here. He needs to stay here. Until he's really struggling for an extended period. I know he's 1-for-12 right now.
Yeah.
But I need to see...
Some good cuts, though.
Yeah, I need to see more than that.
And he learned how to field a ground ball, so that's behind us.
Well, kind of. More than a 12 at-bat sample size.
No,
I need
right.
to see that. Campbell's had 200-plus at-bats. That, to me, is a healthy enough sample size to go, is this working? 12? No.
If everybody's healthy, which may never happen, right? That's another thing that always happens in sports. It's like, well, we're going to have to make a decision. It's like, or the decision's made for you because... One of these players that's playing every day goes down with some stupid injury that you're not ready for, and then you're like, all right, that guy just takes that guy's spot. But if the whole team is healthy, they do have more everyday players than they do spots. So, right, because don't you think, like, Willie Abreu is an everyday player. Maybe not an all-star, but he's an everyday player.
And look, I mean, I think you could improve on Rafaela and Story, but I think those guys are everyday players as well.
Yeah, they're like Rafaela maybe because he plays a lot of positions.
Abraham Toro probably isn't, but the way he's hitting,
playing like he is.
The way he's hitting, you got to leave the bull in
good
there.
Point.
But he's probably actually not
so
an everyday player.
What would be your ideal outfield?
My ideal outfield would be.
I think I have mine.
Yeah, it would be Anthony, Duran, Abreu.
Same.
And now,
same.
Now, if you're telling me that.
Now people would
trade Abreu for a starting pitcher to balance out the roster. I would listen on that. How would people?
People like Rafaela's defense in center field.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's electric in center field.
I don't really care. Yeah. He can be a utility player off
that's
the
what
bench,
I think.
Plug
yeah.
in all over the
yeah.
field, start at various spots throughout yeah. the week, pinch run. You can bring him in as a defensive replacement late in games. That's how I view Rafaela.
Yeah,
his defense is awesome. I'd rather have the bat.
And I think Rafaela would actually be a better bench player, Swiss Army knife, than Willie Abreu would be. Certainly Trevor Story would be, especially with the money you're paying him and a lot of the other options. So that's what I would do. And then
Anthony in left is a big thing too, because
yes.
I haven't loved what I've seen out of him in right field. That's not his fault. That's the organization's fault and the manager's fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would rather have him in left field than right. That's what they were getting him ready for.
Yeah, so that's 100% what I would do, and it just feels like, are we even going to get that? You know, like, I don't even know if that's an option. Now, we'll see. You know, how many games do Willie Abreu and Roman Anthony play together? Meaning, like, does Anthony just get sent down? Does Abreu get traded? Or, like, are those guys actually going to be in the outfield together, which I think would be your best outfield?
So a lot of people, and I would caution people on this, a lot of people in the responses on social media, and I'm sure Twitch and the text line as well, if I really dug through it.
Sure.
A lot of people are like, oh, this is just Rob's opinion.
Mm.
Rob's kind of talking out his backside. When Brad Faux volunteered, I didn't ask him about it.
No,
Brad
no.
Faux's like, hey, guys, the thing no one's paying attention to is X.
Yeah.
And he volunteers that in the middle of a separate question about a separate topic on some
right.
level.
I think there's something to be concerned with, because I guess if they don't send him down,
I would
what
caution
do?
Anybody to say that Brad Faux doesn't know what he's talking about, or Brad Faux is not plugged in, or Brad Faux doesn't have any idea. Now let's see, maybe Anthony doesn't actually get sent down, but I don't think he's talking just this is his opinion. I feel like he's heard some things, and that's my read on it. We'll see what actually happens. But Brad Faux says when Abreu's back,
yeah,
have fun, Roman Anthony, back in Worcester.
Man.
The experience was fun, but it could be gone. And I think that stinks on so many levels.
I do, too. I think
not just for the ball club, but for the interest level.
The entertainment
the ball club.
Value.
Yes.
I mean, right now, I think they're starting to add more guys to the lineup that are must-see at-bats. Like, Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony are must-see at-bats. I still like watching Jaren Duran hit. I know he's not having as good of a season, but he's the guy that can just, you know, turn a single into a double and all that stuff. And then when Devers, I know Devers has cooled off a little bit, but Devers is another guy. So now you're talking about almost half your lineup. You're like, I got to see this guy hit. And so if you send Anthony down, I think that's a real disservice. But the question would be, if you think that's crazy, then you tell me, what do they do? Like if Willy Abreu comes up and they love him and they play him all the time, even though they do pinch hit him sometimes late in games against lefties. But what do you think Alex Cora and Craig Breslow would do? Kind of feels like that might be it. If it took them this long to call the guy up, they're obviously not really prioritizing him. They obviously don't think that he's ready to be like an everyday major leaguer because it took till June.
Well,
not only did it take till June, it took
or
till...
Or they're screwing around with his contract.
Yep, okay. But that's also still kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to Rob's point, that part of it hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed, no.
But if you waited till, you know, the first week in June and it needed to be an injury to call him up, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to keep him here the whole time.
So, Anthony may not be here for the long term. How would you feel about that, Red Sox fans, when they send him down, when Abreu comes back? And how do you solve what I guess is a good problem to have? I don't really think they have as many good players as they think they do, but I guess it's a good problem to have. Too many players for not enough spots. How do you get that all to fit together? Is it a trade for some pitching, which this team clearly needs? Is it sending a guy down? How do you solve that? Again, 617-779-7937. That's on the day that we have Red Sox-Yankees starting back up at Fenway Park. First time the Yankees are at Fenway this year. Feels like there's some actual buzz to the rivalry. And maybe some of that has to do, Keith,
yes,
with the man on the mound tonight.
Perhaps.
It's a Crochet Day.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Garrett Crochet out there for the Red Sox.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.